49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in to Teddy Football Week 6. Scott Kegley and Ted Robinson here to preview the 49ers matchup, the NFC West rival Arizona Cardinals. And Ted, a battle of 3-2 teams, and on both sides of the ball, Arizona with a lot of different personnel presents a tough challenge for the 49ers this week.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I think in a sense it's two different games, and had a lot of tweets this week about the 49ers offense again. And, you know, there weren't a ton of passing yards last week. Are there going to be more receivers getting in the mix? Is Mario Manningham coming back soon? I had a lot of tweets about that. But I think what people tried to understand was that in this game, the 49ers offense against Arizona's defense is a pretty strong. I mean, that's a pretty tough match. Arizona's defense is really playing well. And they're familiar names we know, Darnell Dockett and Calais Campbell up front, Darrell Washington linebacker, Patrick Peterson backside. These guys are really good. They make it tough on people. They made it really tough on Cam Newton last week. The other side of the ball, 49er defense against Arizona offense, 49ers seem to have a pretty stern advantage there. The Arizona offense, even though Larry Fitzgerald is back and he's got a veteran quarterback, they haven't clicked yet. They're not throwing the ball real effectively. They're not running great. Their offensive line is still a work in progress. So, you know, you look at it from a standpoint like we do, and you say, okay, if the 49ers don't give anything away, mm-hmm. if you don't give the ball away, don't make it easy for Arizona to score points, they shouldn't rack up a big number. I don't know that it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, and these two teams have played some really tough games over the mm-hmm. last couple of years, and Joe Staley maybe put it best this week. He said it's always a physical game, always a heated game down in the trenches. And you mentioned Darnell Dockett, Calais Campbell. Will we see maybe more running this week and making it kind of a Frank Gore game? Because as you mentioned, Patrick Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu, they present some challenges there in the secondary.
Yeah, well, I think that's the challenge in the tough side of the ball, Scott, is that the 49ers have run the ball so well the last 2 weeks. Not going to be as easy. This team's ranked high in the league in run defense. It's hard to block those guys up front. You know, Washington, as an inside linebacker, he's going to remind a lot of 49er fans of what we've been spoiled by with Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman. I mean, he's a real good player. So that part of it's going to be hard. The flip side is, yeah, you don't want to get foolish and start throwing turnovers in the mix and trying to be too crazy and give the Cardinals short fields. You just don't want to do that. So I think that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch. The other issue is that we all know Patrick Peterson is a heck of a punt returner. And this guy's had great punt returns. So the 49ers punt cover team, which has been very good mm-hmm. the last couple of weeks, has to be good again. And what I thought was interesting, Scott, this past week against Houston was that Tremaine Brock didn't serve as one of the outside gunners because he was playing so much from scrimmage. They ended up using Kasim Osgood at that spot along with C.J. Spillman. And they still did a terrific job against Houston.
And what did you make of T. Brock's performance last week? Obviously, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He got some accolades for his great performance and the job he was really able to do against Andre Johnson. Say what you will about Matt Schaub and how he's been playing this year, but Andre Johnson, one of the best in the game, and T. Brock made a couple of really nice plays against him.
No, he did. Scott, that was, I think, a huge lift because we talked about this on Teddy Football's in training camp that I thought the most important injury the 49ers suffered, the most significant injury, and underreported injury was Chris Culliver. They had to replace their best cover corner. And Tremaine Brock's play the last 2 weeks has been the first time we've really seen someone that appears able to give the 49ers what Culliver gave them. And if you can put Tremaine Brock out there on Andre Johnson, if you can put him out there, and I don't know what Vic Fangio's scheme will be in this game, but if you can put him out there on Larry Fitzgerald, a decent number of snaps, and trust him, that's an incredible compliment to Tremaine Brock. And as we know, as we've seen this guy, he played. I mean, Tremaine Brock was on the field in the NFC Championship game against the New York Giants here in January 2012. He played significant snaps when Terrell Brown went out. So, you know, we know the guy has ability, and now he's getting his chance again. And I think it's great, Scott, because he earned that chance back through special teams. That's how he kept himself vital here and kept himself around, was being a good special teams player.
Yeah, it's great to see the Bellhaven product having a lot of success, and And Ted, one thing that we talked about a little bit last week is how the 49ers will get some of those guys who have been injured back here in the coming weeks. And Jim Harbaugh on Monday spoke a little bit about it. And Mario Manningham, Tank Carradine, Quentin Dial, some of these guys could start practicing pretty soon. Eric Wright as well. And we won't really know until next week. But what type of impact could these guys have on the 49ers? And it could mean a lot of good players. It could be some tough decisions for Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh.
Absolutely, Scott. I think that I can't emphasize that enough, as you just did for 49er fans. If you're listening to this, you're a fan, that there's going to be some changes coming up. And roster spots are going to be precious the second half of the season. And I think Manningham will be the first guy. Wouldn't surprise me if we saw Mario back after London. And then Tank Carradine's probably right behind him. And then down the line, there'll be decisions. Do you pull Quentin Dial up this year? You know, potentially Eric Wright. Plus, you also have Quentin Patton, Nick Moody, who were injured already in the season that could come back. Mm-hmm. Michael Crabtree is destined to come back, we think, probably December. So there's a lot there. But again, every one of those players coming back means someone loses a job. And then the other wild card in all this, Scott, is again, is special teams. Mm-hmm. So to bring back a player like to bring a player like Quentin Patton, for example, doesn't really play special teams. To bring him back means you might lose someone who does. Mm-hmm. And those are the balances that Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh will have to go through in terms of determining that. So, I think one of the issues the fans need to understand about the quarterback shuffling, and that's been a big Twitter thing, I know that. So all of you have tweeted in. We understand your passion about it. But I would look at it this way personally. First of all, the third quarterback situation is not something that's relevant to this year's team. If it is, then the 49ers are not in a good place. And I think in this 53-man juggling that we may see the second half of the year, the third quarterback job might not be there. That mm-hmm. might be a position that the 49ers decide can be better served with a position player coming off one of these lists. So I would... Quite frankly, I would watch for something like that happening second half of the year.
Yeah, no, that's a hot topic on Twitter, and encourage all the fans to keep on sending in questions to @TedJRobinson or hitting up the 49ers @49ers using the #TeddyFootball. And Ted and I will be answering your questions all year long. So thanks again, as always, Ted.
Including from London, all right? Because we're going to London. We're going to have fun. Scott's going to have a lot of fun. But we'll still be there, and we'll do a podcast, and we'll answer your questions. So tweet away.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the podcast, but on the left side of the road.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks so much, Ted. Appreciate
it. All right, Scott.